Let's do our opening prayer, and we will be starting on verse 137, which is that new section. According to the way this book is, the new section. He calls it de superimposition. What he means is apavada. Okay? We did the beginning chant. Akandam Sachidanandam Avang Manasagocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashraye Bhishta Siddhaye Haraktato Pyatvayanandan Atita Dvaita Bhanataha Guru Naradhya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati. So repeat after me, verse 137. Apavado nama raju raju vivartasya sakasya raju matratvavat
raju
matratvavat vastu vivartasya avastunaha ajnanadehe prapanchasya vastumatratvam. Does everybody have the last page of this?
Page 30?
Yeah. I have it here if you don't have it.
I would like it. I have it.
I'm actually going to print out just what we're going to do today, which is page 30. Yes, posted.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me see here. Ooh, what did I just do? Oh, I see. I'm just going to print out page 30. We have page 31 too, but I haven't filled out the whole page. And this is all we're going to do today. Because it's enough. It's funny.
Alum.
Alum. Alum. Alum. Alum. It's enough.
Thursday night,
some pages for anybody who needs it.
That's what I remember. Thank you.
Did everybody who needs one get one?
Yes.
Does everybody else? Anybody else need one? We're okay. Okay, repeat after me, starting again. Apavado nama.
Apavado nama.
Raju vivartasya sarapasya.
Raju vivartasya sarapasya.
Raju matratvavat.
Raju matratvavat.
Vastu vivartasya.
Vastu vivartasya.
Avastunaha.
Avastunaha.
Ajnanadehe.
Ajnanadehe.
Prapanchasya.
Prapanchasya.
Vastumatratvam.
Vastumatratvam.
Break the sandhi. Apavadaha nama. Raju vivartasya sarpasya raju matra tvavat. Matra tvavat. Raju matra tvavat. Vastu vivartasya avastunaha ajnanadehe prapanchasya vastumatratvam. This is now a discussion of what we call apavada. There are two words. This is really a teaching methodology called adhyaropa, which we just finished. Adhyaropa apavada. The adhyaropa establishes really the upadi, the maya upadi, on both the for jiva srishti as well as ishvara srishti. It's discussing the whole projection, the whole manifestation of the creation, which is adhyarupa, a superimposition, or which is mitya, right? The whole, everything that exists within time and space is mitya. Now, when we say mitya, that's its order of reality. The word mitya, it has two definitions, sadasad bhyam intervachaniya, that which can't be categorized as satyam, that which can't be negated in past, present, and future, and that which is tucham, that which is not tucham, right? Tucham means that which is absolutely not there. So, sad, asad, sad, satyam, asat, tucham. Sad, asad, bhyam, genitive, instrumental dual. Anirvachaniya, that which can't be categorized as sat or asat. That's one definition of mitya in terms of order of reality. Now, there's another one. What is mitya? What enjoys that order of reality means that, whatever it is totally dependent on what we call an adhishtana, on something else for its being. The snake is totally dependent on the rope for its being. So the snake is mitya. The rope, and within relative reality, is satyam. It's not absolutely satyam. The only thing that's absolutely satyam is Brahman. But anything that is mitya depends totally, 100%, on the adhishtana. The adhishtana is always what we call the vastu, that which is actually there, the thing. The thing that is actually there is the vastu. Okay? So this vastu is, we're going to be dealing with this now. So now, when we say adhyaropa, it would be an in-depth analysis of the snake. An in-depth analysis of the creation, of Ishvara, of the jiva, of the relationship between the jiva and Ishvara. All of this, an in-depth analysis of ajnanam, because from ajnanam on out, if I can say like that, all of that is mitya, all of that exists within the, as part of the prapancha, as part of the creation, all of it is dismissible, including the ajnanam. It can be, the ajnanam can be eliminated, actually. Everything else within the creation is subject to change. It comes into being and goes out of being. The whole manifest creation, which we find ourselves in, right, as jivas, as mumukshus, that whole thing, the jiva as well as Ishvara, is mitya. But to categorize something as mitya, first you have to understand what you're categorizing as mitya, right? And so all of this has to be analyzed. And that's the adhyaropa. The adhyaropa is the analysis of the mitya. The apavada of everything that falls within mitya, within the prapancha, within the creation. The apavada is the recognition that the reality of all of this is Brahman. It's the recognition of the adhishtana. When we say the word adhishtana, it's in reference to what is mitya. So what is the adhishtana of the mitya? What is the reality? What is actually there? That's the adhishtana. And what is actually there is also what we call the vastu. As we'll see here, the word vastu means, in vyavahara, in empirical reality, it means a thing. Anything is a vastu. But upon analysis, there is only one vastu, which is Brahman. All of these are just conglomerates. Everything that we experience here is a conglomerate. It's, you know, namni namani, names within names. Names within names within names within names. forms within forms within forms within forms. Everything's infinitely divisible into smaller and smaller forms. You can't actually find a thing. There's only conglomerates. So we say just in Vyavahara, in practical reality, this is a thing, this is a thing, this is a chair, this is a table. But all of these are vastus. But on analysis, there is no vastu other than Brahman, because Brahman is the only thing that is actually there that is not a conglomerate, that is not nitya, not coming into being and going out of being, not bordered by non-existence. And so what we say in the end, when we say vastu, we mean Brahman. Brahman is the vastu. Brahman is the reality, the only one thing that is actually there. Okay, so now, keeping that in mind, he says, apavadaha nama. What we call apavada, the name apavada, the word apavada, what does it mean? Raju vivartasya sarpasya. Sarpa is snake. So of the snake, which is raju vivarta. Vivarta is a technical term. We have to be clear on what it means. It comes up all of the time. We say that Brahman is the vivarta upadana karana. Upadana karana means material cause. Upadana karana, karana means cause. Or karana, karana, karana. Upadana karana. The upadana karana is the material cause. The material cause of pot is clay. What is actually there, the reality of what is there for the snake, is the raju. Okay. When we say vivarta upadana karanam, what we mean is that the material cause, which is vivarta, undergoes no change to become the effect. But it is the very being and the truth of the effect. So, for instance, we can say, as they're using here, the rope is the vivarta upadana karanam of the snake, because it is the material cause, in the sense it is what is actually there, right? And without the rope, there is no snake. The dimensions of the rope, the length of the rope, the diameter of the rope is the being of the snake, right? So the upadana karana of the snake is the rope, but it's vivarta. Means that the rope undergoes no modification at all to become the snake. Right? So that's the satya-mitya relationship. When we bring in vivarta, we're talking about the satya-mitya relationship. You're bringing in maya. Right? So here, it says this, what we call apavada, apavada hanama, raju vivartasya sarpasya, of the snake, which is vivarta on the rope, means it's it is an apparent modification, an apparent effect. If you want to use the apparent, that's why we like to keep vivarta. It's an apparent projection of the rope. It has the rope for its you have to almost unfold it when you say it. Raju vivartasya sarpasya, of the snake which is vivarta of the rope, which has the rope as its vivarta upadana karanam. So I would go through all of this. Of the snake which has the rope as its vivarta upadana karanam. So, raju vivartasya, genitive, sarpasya, of that rope, which has the raju, of the snake, which has the raju, the rope, for its vivarta upadana karanam. Okay? Raju vivartasya, sarpasya. Raju matratva but like, matratva, twa, that abstract affix, being like, being solely, merely the rope, matra, being solely or merely the raju, Raju Matra Tvavat. Like being solely the Raju for the snake which is projected on the rope. Okay? Raju Vivartasya Sarpasya Raju Matra Tvavat. Like the snakes being only the rope. Being solely like the snake which is projected on the rope, you know, being really only the rope, raju matra tva vat. So literally reading backwards, just like the vat, indeclinable affects, just like the state of only being the rope for the snake which is projected on the rope, which has the rope for its vivarta upadana karma. So she said, like that, then what, everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, vastu vivartasya avastunaha agnanadehe prapanchasya vastu matratvam. So like that what? Reading backwards. Vastu matratvam. Being that twam affects the state of being, only the vastu, the state of being only the vastu, which is Brahman, the state of being only the vastu, for the prapancha, for the universe, for the whole manifest creation. Prapancha means that which is fivefold. So the universe projects as space, air, fire, water, earth, goes through the panchakarna to become, the tamas aspect goes through the panchakarna to become the physical world. So the prapancha is that which is comprised of space, air, fire, water, earth, the subtle and gross, the five elements and their elementals. So, prapancha, so for this universe, vastu matratvam, being merely, matra, merely, only, okay, being only the vastu for the prapancha, agnana, reading backwards, agnana dehe, genitive singular, beginning with agnana. Agnana is also mitya, okay, so being merely the vastu for the prapancha, agnana dehe, beginning with agnana, avastunaha, which is avastu. Avastu means it itself is not real. It's not satyam, it's avastu. The only thing that's vastu that actually is there is Brahman. If you say avastu, it's not actually there. It's not tucham, not completely non-existence, but it's avastu.
Can we say unreal? Is that unreal?
You can say unreal as long as you know what you mean. That which is not satyam. So avastunaha. So the vastu, the mere, truly only being the vastu for the prapancha, beginning with ajnanam, which itself is avastu, mitya, right? And which is vastu vivartasya, which has the vastu, Brahman, right, as its vivarta upadana karanam. You can say which is projected on the vastu, but you have to understand what you mean by that, and you have to unfold it, because when you use words like unreal, apparent, illusory, all of these words, your students take it as pratibhasika. They take it as illusory, just like if I have an imagination, you know, that has no substantial reality, so really the creation is just woo, like
dreamy,
that.
Dreamy.
Yeah, dreamy. It becomes dreamy, ephemeral. And then if they put that pratibhasika understanding on it,
yeah,
you miss the substance, you miss the order, you know, of the creation. You really miss the ishwaratvam, the solidity of the creation. It's not your imagination. You're within it. You can make that, like in the Mandukya Upanishad, you can equate the dream world with the waking state, in terms of the mityatva of both. But what happens is when you use words like apparent, unreal, illusory, the mind just dismisses it as an illusion. The creation is an illusion.
And it discounts it.
It discounts it in a way and gives kind of a false way of relating to the creation, because what will happen is you become real and the jiva becomes real and the creation becomes illusory. The whole duality has to be put into being Maya, including the body, mind, sense organs, the whole thing, and then you see an order of reality for the whole, which is bigger than the jiva. But what happens is that when you say illusionary, because the pratibhasika is all we know about that, is that somehow you become real and the creation becomes illusory. You just have to be careful.
Yeah, it's a different order of reality, that doesn't mean it's not there, right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean, no, it is, it's not tucham. Yeah. But it's not satyam also, it's in between. In between means it's mitya, mitya means it's totally dependent for its being on its adhishtana. That's what has to be understood. In the Ishvara Srishti, you understand an order of reality. The Jiva Srishti, the creation of Ishvara Srishti means Ishvara's creation. The Jiva Srishti is the pratibhasika projection onto Ishvara Srishti. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, that was good.
No, it's just you have to be so careful. I mean, you think you're clear. You think your use of language is clear because you know exactly what you mean. But over and over again, you'll find that your students are interpreting what you say according to what those words mean to them.
Yeah.
And so you have to go on refining. That's why Swamiji to this day, refining, because he sees over and over how his words are being interpreted. So you have to be very, very careful.
Incidental
attributes. I meant to tell you, just as an aside, but I noticed he said, this time when I was there, he says, you know, I don't use the word substratum anymore. So I don't use it.
Yeah, I know.
And I guess
he's gotten rid of that one. Yeah. He used to use the word adhishtana was substratum. But then substratum, like a table, something is resting on top of it.
Right.
And it creates a dvaita.
And I could see where it doesn't easily define the different orders of reality. It seems like something is within the same order but resting on
That's
it.
Exactly it. So
what is he using then now? He's not using
substratum.
I think, no, that's, I think he's using adhishtana. And, you know, sometimes we're just
explaining it.
Yeah.
And
when you use the adhishtana, then you have to bring in the relationship, you know, mitya. Mitya is that which depends on something totally for its being, and that which is dependent upon for its isness, for its existence, is what we call the adhishtana. We used to say substrate reality. What is the substrate reality of this creation? What is the substratum of this creation? But then you have the Brahman as the substratum and Maya kind of resting on top of it somehow. And there is no separation or duality between what is mitya and what is its adhishtana. There's no dvaita there. The mitya, the self of the mitya, is the adhishtana. Like the adhishtana of the pot is the clay. Right? It's not that the pot is resting in any way on the clay. So, yeah. So there's a lot of those, you know, and that's why it's good for me to always go back and see what he's doing.
You have to stretch your mind a little bit to get that concept.
You have to unfold it. Everything has to be unfolded until you see it. So everybody see what this means? So what the apavada is what we call the apavada, is Raju Vivartasya Sarapasya, the snake which is projected on the rope, Raju Vivartasya Sarapasya, Raju Matra Tvavat, just like the snake projected on the rope is really nothing but the rope. There's no other being there. The rope is its upadana karanam. It's a vivarta upadana karanam. Like that, vastu vivartasya avastunaha agnana dehe prapanchasya vastu matratvam. In the same way, for this prapancha, for this universe, which begins with ajnanam, beginning with the ajnanam, which itself is avastunaha, has no being of its own, has no separate reality of its own, avastunaha, has for its vivarta upadana karanam, the vastu. Vastu is Brahman. There is only one vastu. So he's not unfolding all of that now, but that's what it is. And there, the vastu is Brahman, because there is no other vastu. Anything else is mitya in Maya. So just like in the projection of the snake on the rope, really there's only rope there, like that, in reference to this whole prapancha, this whole universe, really there's only Brahman there. Brahman is the vivarta upadana karanam of the entire creation, beginning with ajnanam. Clear?
Apavada is a name talking about separating those two things back up.
Apavada is the recognition of the adhishtana.
Yeah.
What is it that's actually here? So we start out understanding all these nama-rupas, how the jiva relates to Ishwara, the whole creation from the subtle, the sukshma, to the, you know, from the Hiranyagarbha to the Virat, the sukshma to the stula, the whole thing being based on ajnana. We're all dealing there in duality. And then after that's understood, then you go into what is the adhishtana of this. In the unfoldment of the adhishtana, this becomes mitya. There is no mitya for you in any real way without understanding the adhishtana. It's just words. You can say, oh, the snake is mitya, but unless you recognize the rope, what does that mean? For something to be mitya, for it to be recognized as mitya, the adhishtana of it has to be recognized. Then it's mitya. You know, we can tell you it's mitya, but it doesn't mean anything without the recognition of the adhishtana.
And this word mitya, it's not derogatory. It's not...
No, it's an order of reality. Just like satyam is an order of reality. And satyam really only is the order of reality which Brahman enjoys. There is nothing else that is satyam. Everything that exists within duality that is can be experienced is mitya. Tuchan is not there to be experienced. Right?
Okay.
Okay. So it's not positive, negative, derogatory.
No.
It's an order of reality.
But sometimes you impose that meaning onto mitya.
Exactly. That's why we have to be clear. Let's do this next verse that goes a little bit more. Repeat after me. Taduktam. Satatvataha anyata pratha vikaraha iti udiritaha atatvataha anyata pratha vivartaha iti udiritaha.
Iti.
This is a quote from somewhere. I don't know if he gives the source of it. I'll see if I can find that. Okay. Satatvataha. Satatvataha is an inclinable with that tas affix. It just means in reality, truly in reality. Anyata prata. Anyata prata is a... Anyata means something else. With the anyata prata, it means the becoming something else. So change, so the modification, that which is the becoming of something else, the becoming changing into something else, is anyata prata. Okay? So you don't see it that often, but that's what it is. Anyata prata, the becoming different, the becoming otherwise. So for something which is changing, becoming different, becoming something else, truly, in reality, it actually is the substance, whatever it is actually changing into something else. Vikaraha iti udiritaha. This is said, udiritaha, this is said, this is called a vikara. A vikara is an actual modification of one thing into another. The stock example is milk changing into curds. You have milk, it is modified, you put lemon or something, it modifies itself. It actually changes into something else. It modifies. That's what we call a vikara. This physical body or living organisms have what we call the shadbhava vikaras. Means the body, so this word vikara. The shadbhava, shad means six. The shadbhava vikaras, the six modifications of something that has come into being, bhava. There are six shad vikaras for a bhava, for something that has come into being. Jayate, it is born. Asti, now it exists. So jayate asti vardate, it grows. Viparinamate, it transforms, goes through puberty, that, you know. Apakshiyate, it declines. And vinashyati, it dies. Right? These are actual modifications. This physical body is not the baby body. It's gone through vikaras, through modifications. This is what we mean by a vikara. It's something that has really changed, satvataha. It's really changed, okay? Atatvataha. It hasn't really changed. Another indeclinable would be you have tatvataha, atatvataha. Not in reality, not really. Anyatapata. The becoming different, the becoming something else, the modification. Anyatapata is vivarta. Vivartaha iti udiritaha. It is said to be vivarta if the modification hasn't really happened. Right? In reality, the upadana karana has not gone through any modification in reality. Then we call that modification vivarta. Vivarta means the upadana karana, the thing that is actually there, itself doesn't go through any change whatsoever in reality. So just like for you, your being, yourself, it is it is the vivarta upadana karana. It is the very being, the very truth of this body, mind, sense organs. It's the self of the body, mind, sense organs. But it's the vivarta upadana karanam, because itself is not going through any type of modification, and yet it is the very substance of the body. Like you would say like this: I am my body. This body is me. But if it's vivarta, this body really is me. But I am the vivarta upadana karana. Means that I myself undergo no change to become the body. Right? If this body is me and I am this body, then this is the upadana karanam, and this upadana karanam, this material cause, is going through modification, vikara. So say for somebody who doesn't have self-knowledge, for them, if they say, I am this body is me, and this body is me, and I am this body, right? Then I am going through modification. The me is going through a modification as the body goes through the shudbhava vikaras, right? That's a vikara. So I am actually changing. Satatvataha, in reality, I am changing. So I am subject to these vikaras. But if the body is me, but I am free from the body, that's the satya-mitya relationship. And in that relationship, then this me is the vivarta upadana karanam. So the vikara, the body is me, I am the body. Vivarta, the body is me, but I am free of the body. Satyam mitya. Vivarta upadana karanam depends upon satyam mitya.
But in that case, you can still feel like you're the body.
Well, yeah, because you are the body. See, this is the thing to really understand. The body is me.
Yeah.
But because of aviveka, the satya-mitya relationship is not clear, so the body is me, I am the body.
Yeah.
That's ajnanam. When I recognize that this body is me, this mind is me, these sense organs are me, in fact, the universe is me, when I recognize that, then this body is me, but I am free from the body. Vivarta. Vivarta upadana karanam. Satya-mitya, vivarta upadana karanam. The whole Vedanta is in that. These terms become all of them. Satya-mitya, vivarta upadana karanam. The karya karana relationship, cause effect relationship, is satya mitya. That the karya karana, cause effect relationship, because this creation has for its cause, its upadana karanam, Brahman. But Brahman goes through no change to become this creation. And so the Upadana Karanam is the Vivarta Upadana Karanam. The relationship, cause-effect relationship, is one of Satya Mitya.
See? So Vivarta is A is not equal to B.
Well, it is, yeah. B is A, but A is free of B.
Yeah.
The Vivarta, the Vivarta means the material cause goes through no change whatsoever to become the. Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this feeling that I am the body is correct. It's really, if you have knowledge, it is correct.
Even with knowledge, the equation has to be completed like this. This body is me, and I am free of the body. The mind is me, I am free of the mind. The universe is me, I am free of the universe.
Does that change the feeling that I am the body, or that I am the body remains exactly the same?
It changes it because you recognize your freedom. You recognize that the self that the body enjoys is me, but that the me is changeless. So there's a viveka there. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's no distance between the experience of the body, mind, sense, organs, and the universe, for that matter. There's no distance between mitya and its adhishtana, because there's really no second thing there. It's just that you recognize the changelessness, the freedom of the adhishtana.
So there's no qualitative change in the sense that I am the body. Not really.
There's no qualitative change in the recognition of yourself. It's just that you recognize that yourself is free of the body. The body enjoys 100% the self, but the self is independent. Okay. One more, and then we're going to stop.
Right, you could make this like a contemplation, right?
Absolutely.
You can sit with this like the body is me. The body is me, but I am not the body.
That's a wonderful contemplation. You know why? Because you're not searching out there for something. It's a beautiful contemplation.
So that would be very useful.
Mm-hmm. And it's the whole truth of it. Let's say it. Let's take a moment, Sarah. Here.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om